Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Us to review. This is the musical portion of the program. Every hour at this time, we have some sort of musical reference. So we've chosen the year 1987 to go back, and the top five songs are our focus. Whitney Houston, Didn't We Almost Have It All, was number five during this week in 1987. Big, big voice, bright voice. Yeah, she almost had it all and then ruined it. Well, Bobby Brown helped her go down that road, and then her daughter,
the
same thing.
The more I learned, the more I think it was her.
You think?
Apparently she
more
had
than
problems.
Him before he came along?
That's
she had problems
I've
in
heard.
High school.
Yeah, yeah. And then what
and then
is
the perfect storm of two addicts getting together.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And having a child, and that child becomes an addict.
It's a so sad story.
Yeah, but
Bobby
this shows
Brown
the
seems
vagaries.
To have turned his life around a little bit.
He was somebody that none of us thought very highly of for yeah. much
well,
of his life.
Well, everybody thought he corrupted her. That yeah. must have been something weird to listen mm-hmm. to live yeah. with.
Hey, listen, yeah. when you watch your ex-wife and your daughter both die, the way that they did, it's got to change you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, only adult would not respond
and
to that.
And he has
you're
a
right,
brand new baby, so hopefully that
he? Who's he with now?
Chance. I don't know. I don't think anybody famous that no. we would know,
right.
but...
Right. Yeah.
It's part
right.
of the ticket.
Speaking of people that are famous, this lady became famous because of her father, and then she deserved recognition on her own. She was first equated with lots of religious music and then had hits like this one. Debbie Gibson, number four, Only in My Dreams.
Are you
love
thinking
it.
Of... I think you're thinking of the wrong
Oh,
person.
I am. I'm thinking of Debbie Boone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, Richie.
Debbie Gibson.
Who's Debbie Gibson related to?
Nobody.
Mr. and Mrs. Gibson.
Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. Gibson. Well, let's take it all back. I didn't mean anything that I said.
You want me to share a memory about Debbie
yes,
Gibson?
Please, yes, please.
Because this is so my wheelhouse. Like, I'd started wearing the black hat, you know, because she'd wear, like, the felt black hat in the 80s. But she had a perfume called Electric Youth, named after one of her songs.
Yeah.
That was my signature scent during
really?
Junior high.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Aww. Sweet.
Electric Youth.
Very nice. All right, so then we move to somebody who also is electric. Number three position this week was occupied by Madonna. Who's that girl? She had
remember
a perfume.
The movie?
Didn't she have a perfume line or something to Madonna?
I don't know that Madonna ever had perfume.
Or was it a bra line?
I don't think she's had that. She had
I would
a couple
be
of
almost
books.
Scared to wear a perfume that Madonna made.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, Richie, I didn't realize you were into perfumes at all. That's interesting knowledge.
Yeah.
Interesting
yeah,
news.
No man thinks he's into perfume, but every man is. I swear, well, one of the things that I've
what's
learned.
What's cologne other than perfume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much more a Debbie Boone kind of guy. Or Debbie Gibson kind of guy. Yeah.
Men appreciate a her good too. Smelling perfume, though. I've been told I smell good a lot.
You do smell good.
You do smell good.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Better, it's more important to smell good than not, frankly.
This is always a good point, Doug.
Michael Jackson in the number two spot for this week in 1987 with I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Crank it up, Richie. Oh, you'll appreciate this. Speaking, we're telling stories. Bob Kay, who is a great friend and has been since 1968, and his wife have a cookout. So Meredith and I went down there yesterday, and we went into a studio, and Meredith was, it was like breathtaking. She's looking at all the stuff in the studio and all the things going on there, and screens and that sort of thing. So we dug up a couple of things on Facebook, and then he was playing something that he put on. He, you know, he's very creative and something he passed along. And then I said to him, you got to be find Tavares, and heaven must be missing an angel. And we looked at it. We had the greatest time watching and singing along to that video and looking at those pants that those guys wore in 1976.
Much like the ones you used to have.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
1987. First week of September belonged to Los Lobos and the remake, the cover, if you will, of Richie Valens' La Bamba. Pretty appropriate for this group. Number one this week, 1987. Here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
think green.
Harrison with you. Winona Howder, executive director of Food and Water Watch and author of the new book Zapped, Irradiation and the Death of Food, says a lesser-known market will see dollar signs as American tomato farmers lose their livelihoods due to the recent salmonella outbreak. She says whenever there's foodborne illness, we always hear about food irradiation as the answer. But exposing dirty meat or vegetables to radioactive nuclear waste doesn't make food clean or wholesome. Food and Water Watch says rather than deceive the public that zapping food will make them safer, food industry and government should address the real problems in food production. Too fast processing lines, too long distances for food to travel, and filthy conditions at food processing plants. Just some scientific food for thought. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hockey Hall of Famer represented the U.S. at the 1984 Olympic Games. He scored 1,000 points in his career, including the game winner in the quadruple overtime Easter epic for the New York Islanders.
LaFontaine drills a shot and a goal. The Islanders win the series.
So where is Pat LaFontaine now? Multiple concussions prematurely ended Pat's career, but inspiration from visiting children in hospitals led him to start Companions in Courage, which builds interactive playrooms in hospitals. In 2006, the Buffalo Sabres retired Pat's number 16 jersey, and today Pat coaches junior hockey in Long Island, New York.
LaFontaine pulls up, moves it on Richter, he scores!
Pat LaFontaine, a true New Yorker. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.